You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on WMIE this morning. My name is Bob Arthurs. You're listening to the Refresh radio program. And I have the privilege of pastoring Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, two blocks north of 520, two blocks west of Courtney Parkway. And we have been on WMIE now for 10 and about three quarters years. We're getting real close to that 11-year mark come October. But Monday through Friday, 8:30 of the morning, 5 o'clock, and then WWBC 1510 a.m. at 10:30 program airs. And we have people that have told us they listen to it, whether it's the morning or the evening version of the program. And I encountered a person that said, I'm one of those people that listens that you don't ever know about, but keep on doing what you're doing. And so that is what we are striving to do here. We want to bring a word that refreshes you so that you can refresh others. So we have this tonight, and then next week it will be our final Fire Bible discipleship topic out of the 77 articles. It's been almost 2 years that we have been going through these various theological principles from God's Word so that the people at Merritt Assembly of God can be equipped. So that was 2 years ago. We concluded in May our redemptive compassion class, and that went very well. We've been able to relaunch our children's ministry on Wednesday night, and that has gone very well. And so one of the things I tell our church is need to celebrate victories. It talks about, you know, that in the Bible there were festivals, and other translations call them celebrations. And so don't be afraid to celebrate whenever something good happens to you. And so if you would like to join us on Wednesday nights, the things that we do are designed to equip and empower the saints to continue to be disciples who make disciples who make disciples. So tonight, 7 o'clock, 165 North Grove Street. Hopefully we'll see you there. To Matthew chapter 5 we go today. We are going to be looking at verse number 6. And Jesus, in verse number 2, it says, taught the disciples. And this is the next of the Beatitudes. It says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. And I would ask you today, how would you assess your appetite or your thirst for the things of God? Because what is being described here is something that is not, oh, well, this is just a routine, and as long as we stay in our routine, everything is going to be okay. what is described here is an attitude that we can understand in the physical realm that God wants us to understand that that same longing should take place in the spiritual realm. And so you can read in the Psalms, as the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. Well, we may spend 6 months out of the year not really experiencing too much in the way of thirst, because 5 or 6 months out of the year, the weather is not actually too bad. It can be relatively pleasant. But we're now in the summer season, where when you're out and exposed, you get thirsty pretty quick because your body gets dehydrated when there is more moisture evaporating from your body that you're perspiring. If you begin to get to a hydration deficit, it's going to impact your mental focus. It's going to impact your endurance. It's going to impact the quality of what you can do. And so I remember being in middle school, having football practice, and it would be 104 degrees, you know, when we were having practice. And I remember the coach, this was Gatorade was on the scene, but it wasn't much on the scene, wasn't near the brand that it is today. And so the coach would constantly bringing salt tablets and water and saying, you know, hey, you need to make sure that you keep your water levels up, your hydration. In fact, I remember a Gatorade commercial from years ago that talked about, because of the heat in the Southeast, that the guy who invented Gatorade, you know, it was a hydration advantage for the Florida Gators. I'm sorry. I'm not from Florida and not a Gator fan. So I consider myself a missionary to the state of Florida. Some of you might not like that, but that's okay. Now Oklahoma's in the Southeast Conference, and, you know, hey, maybe I'll get to see a football game or time. So, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. So, if I am hungry, if I'm really hungry, it is going to be a driving factor in my life. It's not just going to be something that I say, oh, it's 12 o'clock, I need to eat. So you may or may not know this, but did you know that if you are fasting and you aren't eating, that what happens during that process is eventually your body comes to a place where it doesn't, it's not a driving, hunger isn't a driving force. So you're not really experiencing the cravings because you haven't been eating. We live in a area where there are a lot of senior citizens, and because of that, there can be a time when you can be having a conversation with these people, and they will say something like this. Did you eat today? No, I really wasn't hungry. And what that tells you is that they haven't been eating, and therefore their hunger has not really kicked in yet. And that can be a part in a downward spiral if it is in an unhealthy place. So I would, how would you assess your spiritual appetite and your spiritual thirst. I remember watching cartoons and things like that of people who were going through the desert and they didn't have enough water to get them through, and it got to be a desperate situation. It began to impact the things that they saw. They sometimes began to hallucinate. Many people died because they didn't have the proper hydration available to them. And so what we're talking about when it comes to hunger and thirst physically is it can have serious consequences on our physical well-being. Gets too bad and organs start being impacted. And now you've taken something that is just a moment of seriousness, and now you've created some real challenges. I believe here in America, we are to a large extent suffering from a spiritual contentment because there is a deficit for hungering and thirsting after righteousness. And so there are people who have a take it or leave it attitude when it comes to the way that they live their life and the things that they think about. And for some people, it's more of a convenience than anything else. The truth of the matter is we make a priority for the things that we want to prioritize. And so my schedule from every day can look considerably different. You know, that I have responsibilities. I have assignments. The production of the study guides that we have been teaching on Wednesday night has been a serious endeavor. It's taken a lot of time, and fortunately a couple of the teachers that we have, they've kind of embraced doing the lessons that they teach, and so that's brought some relief there. And there were some that were already done that gave us a head start and how we could put those together. But I wrote a lot of them, edited a lot of them, and it's great because I end up learning stuff, but it's a lot of work. Do it not because I have to, but because I want to. So I make my schedule and say, okay, what is it that needs to be done? And that's what I coordinate. Well, in our spirit, we need to realize and constantly remind ourselves that it says in the Old Testament, Jesus said it in the New Testament, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And so we should hunger for the word of God a great deal more than what our society in general has in mind. People tend to be driven by a lot of things. Work is something that drives a lot of people. Some people are driven by education. Some people are driven by their hobbies. But Jesus said that there's a happiness, the blessed aspect there, that word means happy. There is a contentment factor that is reserved in the kingdom of God for those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. So let me put this in a very driving capacity. Esau was so driven by his physical hunger that he went to Jacob. Jacob had made a red stew, and he said, I want your birthright. And what the birthright was is, he wanted to be considered first and not second. And Esau said, "What good is my birthright if I'm dead because I've starved to death?" Now, I can tell you that I am probably in a position of virtual impossibility of starving to death today. I've stored up reserves to keep me sustained in case of a difficult schedule. But Esau had said, "Look, if I don't get something to eat, I'm going to die. I am starving," you know, and we can put it in that expression, "I'm starving to death." Well, there are a lot of people who are starving to death spiritually, but they don't have the same desperation to satisfy that hunger that they do for their physical hunger. Saul had put his army under a command when they were in battle, in warfare, attacking the enemy. He pronounced a curse upon anybody who took time to eat while they were engaged in battle. And I will tell you from a spiritual aspect that we need to make sure that we are in a good, healthy place, spiritual food-wise and spiritual hydration-wise, especially when we're in battle. Jonathan wasn't there when that command was given. He dipped his rod into some honey, and the guy said, "You shouldn't have done that. This is what your father said." And he said, "Well, that was a really bad decision." And he said, "Look at the positive impact that has had on my eyes. Think of what we could have done to the enemy had we not deprived the men of the physical sustenance that they needed during this battle." So one more illustration. When my wife is preparing dinner, there are times when I come in and had a busy day. Maybe I didn't get to eat lunch, or maybe I just exerted myself a lot, burned through all of the calories, and my body says, "I am hungry." And my wife can be cooking, and she'll say, "Okay, dinner is 15 minutes away." It's like, "That's really good. I'm going to need a snack." And it's not that I'm trying to, discourage her in her cooking. I appreciate it. She is an excellent cook, and I have benefited greatly. I have abounded physically because of the wonderful way in which she cooks through all of the years that we've been married. We just recently had our anniversary, and, she does great. At that point in time, I'm just looking for something to tide me over until the food gets ready. And sometimes she finds that a little bit frustrating. So one time I had somebody that showed up at our church, and they had come from a very large church. I did not know the pastor personally, but I knew of the pastor. And they showed up at our church, and they said, "Yeah, we were attending this church over in the Orlando area. Wasn't an Assembly of God church." And they said, "We just weren't being fed spiritually." And I didn't say this to them, didn't know them, didn't have a relationship with them. This is just the thought that went through my head. "Do you have a Bible? Do you have a Bible? Because if you have a Bible, you should make sure that you are fed spiritually. The reason we read our Bible and are encouraged to read it daily is not just for some sort of spiritual routine, but Isaiah chapter 50, verse number 4 says that We should wake up every morning with an ear to hear like one being taught. And so God is preparing us for the challenges of the day. And so if we're not getting that spiritual nutrition provided externally, there has never been a better time in human history where there are spiritual resources available for you to be able to satisfy your hunger and your thirst. If it's not from the Word, if it is from worship, I can tell you, you can find whatever it is as far as a praise and worship genre. You can find anything through the technology that is available today to usher you in to the presence of God. So there is a blessing for those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. And that means that you have right standing with God. You have right standing with His law. You have right standing with His justice, with His moral righteousness, and with His legal justice. There's a contentment. One of the things that I saw in my study in preparation for this was that righteousness is considered to be an antonym of lawlessness. So it's not just that you have a right standing with God, but you recognize that God is on the throne. You are hungering for His justice. You are hungering for His moral impact on your life. And the way that that operates throughout your relationships and your dealings. And so if someone is taking advantage of you, you don't have to be preoccupied with getting vengeance on that. But instead, you can say, God, I want to thank you. I'm just going to press in because I need the righteousness of God in my life. Several years ago, like decades ago, there was a husband that came to me. They were pretty financially strapped, and he had decided to make a financial investment in this one particular company, and it was a very, very small investment. It was two digits. But then he found himself in a financial bind, and he needed that money that he had invested, and for whatever reason he wasn't able to access it. And he came to me and he said, what do I do? This guy's supposed to be a Christian and I need that money and I can't get it, and all of that sort of stuff. And I said, let me ask you a question. So I'm going to throw out a figure. It was $50. I said, tell me about your car. And he had a car, and he said, didn't you just need a new set of tires for your car? And he said, yes, I did. And I said, didn't somebody buy those tires for you? Yes, they did. I said, wasn't it a few hundred dollars? And he said, yeah, it was. And I said, what I want to encourage you for, I want to encourage you to do is thank God that He provided resources for you that are more than what. And you can continue to pray, God, would you work on that person's heart? Would you deal with them so that, you know, we can, you know, get out of that situation? You can pray that way, but don't allow bitterness to come into your heart, because God's provision for you spiritually is always better than what you could provide for yourself. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. It means not only to be filled, but to be filled and satisfied. To be filled and satisfied. So, I tell you, I'm constantly trying to, get my weight to where I would like it to be. And that's always an up and down issue for me. My parents got me addicted to food as a child, and I've been addicted ever since. But I still try and behave myself. But, there was a time a couple of years ago, went to a fast food place, ordered the food, and my intent was to only eat a half of the sandwich, to only eat, half of the onion rings, and to only, I was used to restaurants that downsized their milkshakes, and so I ordered a large milkshake because I didn't want the kitty version that other restaurants had. And when this one came out, it was almost big gulp size. It was ginormous. And I sat there that night, and the next thing I knew, I'd eaten more of the onion rings than I should have. I had eaten the entire sandwich that I had ordered, and I sat there and drank all of the milkshake. And all of a sudden, I realized that I was not only full, I was overfull. And I was like, oh no, this is what gluttony is about. This is because it causes you hurt. If you eat more than what your body can handle, it can be bad for you. Let me bring that into a spiritual context. You'll never be able to find yourself in that position spiritually. When you hunger and thirst after righteousness, He's going to fill you. The things that you long and the things that you need, the things you long for, He's going to provide those, not just to sustain you, but to fill you to the point that you're satisfied. I hope today that as you go out as an ambassador of Jesus Christ, you do not go out an angry ambassador. I hope that you don't go out as a miserable ambassador, but you will go out as a ambassador for Jesus Christ that is satisfied because Jesus fills the longings, the hungers, and the thirst that you have for the things of God. Have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.